A recent protest case seemed to show the limits of a practice known as Other Transaction Authority, or OTA. It's a way for agencies to do fast acquisitions, yet work within the regulations. But the Government Accountability Office said no to an OTA for cloud services worth $900 million. For what this might mean to the market, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and it seems like every time something gets popular, a protest comes along and puts the kibosh on it.
Tom, I think that, unfortunately, you're absolutely right, particularly in this case. It's important to understand that OTAs, Other Transaction Authority, exists for a reason. And unfortunately, one of the reasons is that there's broad spread acknowledgement that, particularly in the defense market, we're talking about an acquisition system that can't move at the speed of need, whether it's prototyping an important new technology that can give people an edge in the battlefield, whether it is some vital piece of IT work or something else that's mission critical. OTAs exist, and in fact, Congress expanded the ability of the Department of Defense to use Other Transaction Authority just about 2 years ago. Here we have, in this case, the Government Accountability Office saying no, back to the drawing board, DOD. Now, this particular case, Tom, kind of begged to protest $900 million award made for cloud services. There was some question about whether or not there was a particular sense of urgency here, particularly in terms of follow-on opportunities. So I think this one example was kind of asking for some scrutiny, and it got it. My concern is that it may put a chill on the use of OTAs, a method of acquisition that DOD and other agencies absolutely still need to have access to.
Yes, when there's a highly competitive market like cloud services, and the whole idea of cloud is you can wind them up with a credit card on the same day type of thing, then why would you need OTA, I guess, is the message here.
And that it seems to be the message that GAO sent back to the Department of Defense, that essentially, nice try in using this expedited acquisition method. Go back, follow the Competition and Contracting Act. That was the direction from GAO saying, if you're going to do a non-competitive acquisition, you have to be able to provide a justification. And as you just said, Tom, in the commercial cloud market, that's kind of hard to do because there are multiple competitors, and cloud is a very intense market right now in the federal space. But looking beyond that, the fundamentals of why OTAs were put in place initially are still there. In fact, just after this report came out from the GAO decision, we had another report that came out that showed that federal agencies used OTAs to the tune of about $1 billion a year over the last 10 years. That indicates a real need to have a credible alternative to traditional acquisition when the circumstances call for it.
I guess the next fastest thing beyond an OTA would be the use of an existing multi-award contract vehicle. And perhaps this may be one reason why DOD is pursuing its JEDI contract, whatever form that might take, and nobody really knows yet, or if they do, they're not telling. But they need a vehicle for something they tried to do with OTA that doesn't warrant OTA.
Well, I think that's right. I think that, you know, being able to buy from a multi-award contract is one way that agencies can meet their needs very quickly and efficiently. They get good competition from pre-vetted contractors. There are contracts, Tom, that DOD can use today to get commercial cloud services. There are a number at GSA that are available. DOD has its own MilCloud contract. JEDI is an interesting acquisition in that it's really not contemplated as a multiple award contract, but rather a single award, and that's drawn at some scrutiny and perhaps helped hold up the acquisition as Congress, among others, asks questions about the acquisition approach that DOD wants to take.
Yeah, there's a special place in Hell's Half Acre for those in DOD that try to do gigantic single award contracts, I guess. We're speaking with...
Well, you know, they've kind of... When I got into the acquisition game almost 30 years ago now, Tom, single award contracts were the king of the hill. The default mechanism was we're going to do single award. But, you know, that went out the door in the early 1990s. So to go back and suggest that for this really large projected acquisition, one that's going to, you know, be multi-billion dollars potentially in terms of meeting DoD cloud needs, to have that be a winner-take-all, again, DoD was inviting scrutiny, and they got it.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is your take on this e-commerce drive, which seems to be just going inexorably forward. And it's very product-oriented, you're saying, in an age when services are really the ascendant thing that the government buys.
Tom, that's exactly right. We have a government market that is and has been for a number of years service-dominated. All types of professional services that the government acquires. But we're spending a lot of time in the commercial e-commerce portal project and related projects on product acquisition. Now, it's important to have good acquisition methods in place for government, whether you're buying a product or a service. But it seems to me that we're spending an awful lot of time on how to buy commercial products more efficiently. And while that may bring some benefits to government, it kind of misses the bigger picture, you know, because the government buys a lot of commercial services. It buys a lot more commercial services than it does products. If we're looking for ways to streamline acquisition and get government agencies what they need to meet their missions, we should be looking at ways to streamline commercial services acquisition, not instead of commercial product reform, but right along with it, Tom.
And so what's your take on the eventual success of this marketplace deal, too, which is another one that looked like it was going to be one award early on, but turns out that they're pursuing multiples?
Right. Well, I think here we're referring to the GSA Section 846 project that was mandated by Congress in last year's defense authorization bill. And you're right. I think right now, even though GSA does not have an acquisition plan out on the street, it certainly looks at this juncture like they're going to be pursuing a multiple award type of a plan, which would potentially award to multiple companies that provide commercial e-commerce platforms. I think that two things are going to happen, Tom. One is I think that GSA is going to be successful ultimately in putting a couple of contracts in place, not all of which federal agencies will use, but they'll use some of them. And it really will be incumbent upon contractors that win those contracts to successfully market and attract business to go through them. But in the meantime, the commercial e-commerce marketplace is not standing still. We already have commercial market transactions that take place through e-commerce platforms today in the federal government. That type of business is expanding. It's expanding for a variety of reasons. Some of which have to do with the convenience of these acquisition methods. Some of them, frankly, have to do with bumbling in other parts of GSA where their ready-made schedule alternative isn't really meeting the needs of lots of customers. So I think we're going to see technology change the way that commercial products are bought, but I don't think we're going to see it happening at breakneck speed, Tom. I think this is going to take a couple of years to unwind, and you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, we may look back and say, well, that was inevitable, but
sure,
we're not at that point now.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll have a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. 56 past the hour. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. Follow us on Facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is @FedNewsRadio.